Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We have the Pennsylvania Insurance Commissioner, Michael Humphreys, with us this morning. Good morning, Mr. Humphreys.
Good morning, Nancy. Glad to be here.
Thank you for being here. Look, we're just a few days away from when Pennsylvanians who get their insurance on the state's marketplace, which is known as Penny, they're going to go online and be able to start looking at their health insurance options. You guys have been letting people know that to get ready, that there are going to be increases, right?
Yeah, this year really is going to be like any unlike any other over the last 10, 15 years, Nancy.
So there's we're talking about a lot of people, right? Like a 500,000 people that get their insurance this way.
Yeah, there's a 500,000 people that purchase on Penny, another tens of thousands that purchase individual market coverage off of Penny, and they're going to see average rate increases of around 100%. That's double what they pay today.
That is crazy. Just to think about it, you hear about increases when people say, oh, it's up 10%, and they go, look, the cost of living is, you know, 3, 4, whatever percent it may be. And now we're talking about 100%.
Yeah, it is crazy. And there's something that Congress can do to make sure that it doesn't go up by 100%. And that's extend enhanced premium tax credits that most people enjoy today that brings down premiums substantially for individuals purchasing through Penny.
Okay, let's talk.
Just their immediate. Yeah,
go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Their immediate action would not only reduce premium rates, because we approved rates at around 21%. Now, that's separate and apart from the EPTCs. So if Congress acts to extend these EPTCs that will otherwise expire at the end of December, that's going to bring down premiums immediately by 3-5% just on that year-over-year increase. Now, in addition to that, it will cap how much someone can pay for premiums, so that'll bring down the other part of this really significant premium increase that people are going to see beginning on November 1.
Can we just talk a little bit, if we get into any specific information? I know that we have seen things that say in this county, a 50-year-old or a 60-year-old couple making X amount of dollars. I mean, how do we put this into numbers and dollars that people can understand when we talk about how much more someone's going to pay? And it does affect some people more ages and incomes, right?
Yeah, it really... It's very individualized to the person or the family purchasing coverage, because it depends on where you live, in your age, in the market in that area. Because on average across the Commonwealth, companies ask for rate increases, and we approve rate increases at a little more than 21%. Now, some companies are as high as 30%, 38%, but others are down in the teens. So depending on which company you currently have coverage with, that rate increase is going to be different. And then you tie with that the subsidy, which is benchmarked to the second lowest silver cost plan in that area, and ties to the income of the individual and family to get to what the individual or family will actually pay. So that's why it really is most important this year for individuals to go back on Penny and look at what their financial assistance is going to look like for 2026, because it could have changed substantially.
Yeah, you don't. So some people can go on and they may just continue with what they have. From what I understand, there's at least a very competitive marketplace. There are a number of options people might want to look at. But you're talking about without any change with these expiring tax credits. We're still talking about people looking at quite a bit more money. I mean, what's scary is we did see, like, the example, 60-year-old couple in York, if they have $82,000 in yearly income, their premium goes from $7,000 a year to $35,000 a year. That is not sustainable. I don't know many people who could take that kind of a hit.
Yeah, that's almost impossible or impossible to afford. And that piece is almost primarily tied to the EPTCs, because the EPTCs tie how much an individual or family can pay to a percentage of income. So it really, it creates a ceiling on how much you can be expected to pay
right.
for insurance.
So EPTC,
so if that ceiling
is,
goes away.
Yeah. EPTC is these subsidies, just so people understand and don't get confused by the words. The extension is what Democrats are hoping they can get Republicans to work with them on, because there's a ceiling so they wouldn't have to pay over a certain amount, right?
Yes, that's exactly right.
All right. And that's why we see some of these. Now, you know what's going to happen if someone goes in and sees their rate increasing that much. I don't know many people, and studies do show that not a lot of people have a lot of extra discretionary income to see 100% increase in their health insurance. So the expectation is what? That some people will forego insurance, and then that makes it a higher risk pool, does it not, for the rest anyway?
That's exactly right. That's the fear that we have been conveying to Congress and to our congressional delegation and federal leaders, that once somebody goes and sees the price of insurance, they're going to leave. Those that think that they're healthy enough to continue or don't need insurance for a year are going to leave the marketplace, and it's almost impossible. It's very difficult to get them to come back. So these expanded premium tax credits are set to expire at the end of December. If Congress comes back in and acts December 15th, which sometimes Congress will do that as an upcoming deadline years, then they finally take action. But if they do it then, we will have already lost individuals that come on Saturday, look at their premium and say, holy cow, I can't pay $700 more a month, so I'm going to forego insurance, or look for a limited benefit plan that's not going to cover all the preventative services they need or other services that they may encounter in 2026. And that's really the concern. That right there is the 3.5 to 5% of the rate increase that was approved as part of the 21%. It's the worsening risk pool as companies expect good risk to leave the market and those that need to use their health plan to stay in the market. And we estimate that that could be upwards of 120,000, 150,000 people of the 500,000 could leave because of those premium increases. And that's not even accounting for tens of thousands more that could be leaving the market because it's becoming more difficult to purchase coverage.
Do you think there's any chance, you mentioned like December 15th, say they come up with an agreement on December 15th to put the subsidies back in place. Is there any chance that then retroactively they could be applied to what people paid more starting in November? Or that would, no, it'd start in January, wouldn't it?
Right.
The choices they made. We will do everything in our power, both at the insurance department, the Shapiro administration, and through Penny, to make sure that the prices reflect what's going to be charged. The hard part is we're going to have lost so many people starting November 1 right. if they kick it down the road and don't take action until that last second.
Right.
But we will do everything we can to make sure Penny is reflecting premiums that show or that reflect the enhanced premium tax credits being extended, if they ultimately are extended.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there'll be a press to tell people about it. But like you said, even with trying to get people back in, you may have lost them. And having people not in the pool anyway makes it more expensive anyway, because then you have less people paying into the system and it affects everybody's insurance rates eventually. All right. So when people go on Saturday, November 1st, to take a look at these things, what is your best guess as to what people are going to think when they go in there and look? I know you've tried to warn people about it, but what do you think is going to happen?
They're going to be shocked. Unfortunately, they're going to be shocked because I think they hear third hand in or directly in the news, third hand from friends or family, that insurance premiums may go up as Congress continues not to act. But I don't think until you actually log in and you see that the substantial subsidy that you get to help you afford coverage today to bring that premium down, just how much this actually matters to that dollar. So they're going to log in and see $70 or what used to be $70 that they know is taken out of their bank accounts today, and now it's $225. And that's going to be a real challenge. And you know what else scares me, Nancy, is the individuals that maybe are okay with their plan today. They like their plan. They like their doctors. They think the network's going to stay the same. So they don't go in to take affirmative action to look at the plan. And then in another month from now, or maybe it's the holiday season, so they don't immediately check their bank accounts for the drawdown. But they ultimately, maybe the next month then, are looking through their bank statements and see how much more was taken from their accounts than what they're used to. And it's something that they can't afford, and they're left with so few options at that
point. Oh, okay. So if people don't go in, it automatically extends or renews. So if they're not going in, they may be shocked when they see what happens.
There could be those that are auto-enrolled into either their current plan for the following year that could get a sticker shock down the road.
Since you're concerned, and it seems like a pretty, I would expect that it's going to happen, that people may drop. What would be your message to them now? Would you, because they may think, oh, if Congress hasn't done something by November 1st, if someone is so shocked and cannot afford those increases, I guess it's important to let them know that if things change, there will be a way to come back at some point, or does the window close at a certain point and they can't sign up?
No, we actually have extended open enrollment through the end of January and extended the effective period that individuals that purchase coverage up to December 31st will still have coverage effective January 1. So for those individuals that go on now and find out that it's not affordable, but here in 3 weeks, 4 weeks from now that Congress actually did take action, we'd urge them to go back in to look at how that action impacts them on the premium side. And we will do everything we can to make that information more available should Congress act. We'll talk to the communities as much as we can to make sure people are aware that it's really time to go back because the game may have changed for you, where you saw 100% premium increase, maybe now it's just 17%. And that when you go in, maybe instead of a gold plan, you're looking at a silver plan if you can afford it in that case. And just that it's time to look at options again that maybe fit your situation better.
Are you hopeful?
Than what they'll see in 3 days.
Are you hopeful that they're going to do something? Do you think that the backlash will be such that they will be moved to do this and extend these credits?
I don't see how they don't, Nancy. It's an issue that affects urban communities, rural communities, red states, blue states. This is a people issue in Pennsylvania, across the country. And as people start getting renewal notices, as people log into their exchange to see the premiums, Congress has got to realize that this means access to care, access to coverage, and it really means something to every person across the country.
Michael Humphreys, Pennsylvania Insurance Commissioner, if that does happen, if they do extend, even if it's a few weeks down, hopefully we can get you back on and we'll spread the word in case people are so shocked that they can't afford it for them to get back in. Let's just hope that people come to their senses here.
I'd love to be back. Thank you. We really hope Congress takes action.
All right. Thank you for being with us. We appreciate your time.
Take care.
Take care. How about this? A New Jersey cop, a police sergeant, now facing misconduct charges. Now, he was called out to properly investigating a shooting report on August the 1st, and it resulted in two people being dead. It was a double murder. Police say that this sergeant received 911 calls about gunshots and screaming, but drove nearly 2 miles in the opposite direction to a bank ATM. GPS data shows he never visited the caller's locations before asking dispatchers to clear him from the scene. Then he spent nearly an hour at a pizza place and another hour at a second restaurant. The next day, the bodies of a young couple were discovered 600 feet from the first caller's location. So the New York State Police Lieutenant, they said that the person who shot them shot the two before killing himself. Anyway, he's charged with official misconduct and tampering with public records for false statements in an incident report. So you call for help, and instead of going to the scene and helping, supposedly went to an ATM and then a pizza place.
So, I have so many questions. Some of them would be obvious answers, but I feel like I have to wait to hear more on this because it doesn't seem to make sense.
It's a very weird story. It really is.
Something's missing here. And
why? It's a big why.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to talk scary movies. And we're looking for ones that aren't your usual ones. You know, like people will mention Halloween. People will mention The Exorcist, Rosemary's Baby. All that stuff, but
I don't even know what those are.
What
are those scary movies?
Yes.
Rosemary's Baby.
And so some of you have also been texting us your thoughts on scary movies. So we'll definitely throw those in now. But with us, Tyler Cornell, who is into movies like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, yes. Here's Hi, Tyler. This is my time of year. This is
this genre, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Here's Tyler Cornell with a look at the roads to Fear.
That's awful.
I know it was. Did that
all right,
for you.
So obviously there's like the standards and people have been sending us things like The Sixth Sense, which I think is a really cool kind of spooky one, but not, I don't call that a horror film.
No.
So we can do spooky and horror, but...
Mm-hmm. So So Jason gave me some homework to do just a little bit ago. So I'm just going to go through some of them. The ones that everybody needs to watch: Halloween 1978, The Shining from Kubrick, Stephen King adaptation, and obviously The Exorcist. I think that's one of the best. It's a good horror movie, but it also works as a great family drama character study. That's a great one.
Not a good comedy, but those are the basics.
No. Yes, yes. No, basics, not that genre blending.
All right, go to the next, Gary. I'm excited for this one, really.
So now he wants me to do scary movies that broke new ground. I would say The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original.
Okay.
That one definitely. Scream from 1996. That really helped in the 90s when horror movies were basically dead.
Right.
And The Blair Witch Project. Uh-huh. That was the big found footage one that, you know, started kicking off and got the paranormal activities going.
Because that was the whole, like, first person with a camera, like,
is
not
it real
perfect.
Or is it not?
It didn't look so real.
Can a movie make me throw up from motion sickness? Yes,
it can.
Did you like it? Were you a fan of that?
I am. I still am. I think it's great. I think I went to go see it in the theaters, I think when it was like its 20th anniversary or something.
Yeah.
It works. The sound, it's all so spooky. You don't see anything, but it's so, that idea of the slow descent of just being lost. It's like, it was really, and then that ending is just horrifying.
I've never seen that one.
Oh,
so
yes.
I should check it out because it's not gory, right? It's just scary.
You don't see anything. That's
I think that's a lot of it.
And that's the same thing with like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You don't see any blood. You think with that movie you do, but you don't.
Yeah,
and that's what makes that one so great to me.
We may have had this conversation. Texas Chainsaw Massacre is probably my all-time favorite horror film.
I've never seen that one either.
If you watch it with your eyes closed, I'll bet it's even scarier because you imagine
that, all that. Oh, it's so by the end, you're losing your mind.
It's the worst case scenario for any travel experience.
Exactly. Don't pick up hitchhikers. Don't anything.
All right. So now let's get to some of the ones that, you know, if you don't watch movies as much as you do, but you want to find a really good one, what are some of the suggestions?
So my top one that I think nobody has ever really heard of or gets it not talked about as much is one called Lake Mungo. It's an Australian mockumentary about a family that's being haunted by their daughter's death and the secrets that she left behind. It's very slow and creepy, but it's more chilling and paranormal than actually gory.
Lake Mungo. Now, is that like on a streaming service or is that something you can find like on Amazon Prime?
I believe that's definitely streaming. I swear I saw it on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
I think it's there, but it's a relatively short one. Again, mockumentary style. It kind of looks like you would almost be watching like a Dateline episode or something, but it's super creepy and it has... It has an image in there where I remember I woke up in the middle of the night and I thought of it and I couldn't fall back asleep because I was so terrified.
Just looked it up. Amazon Prime Video. It's free if you have Amazon Prime Video.
I do have that. Lake Mungo.
Tubi also. It's free streaming.
Absolutely. That's one I randomly found on a whim and it's very, again, I like the found footage genre. So like with Blair Witch and Paranormal Activity and this one is kind of found footage, but again, mockumentary style. Very cool.
There's really something special about creepy movies, scary movies, and bodies of water. They do. It works so well for movies like this.
All right.
This is cool.
Lake Mungo.
Make it my list.
Yes. Lake Mungo. Okay.
Yes, correct.
And now what else?
Let's see. I like one of the Stephen King adaptations. I like Pet Sematary the most. That one is so scary, dealing with grief and death and all that kind of
stuff. That's the only one I read his book and I had to stop because it was so disturbing.
I read through, I had seen the original movie and then I watched the remake and then I read the book and I was like, the book is very disturbing. King is one of those that writes, he has to write down every single detail of everything. So it takes me a while. But the book and the movie match that tone.
Oh, boy. Well, if I couldn't get through the book, I probably can't do the movie.
Oh,
there's
the
a little bit of a connection as you're talking about Lake Mungo and the daughter's death. And then you've got Pet Sematary with the son's death.
Yeah, it's all very sad. They're sad movies. Yeah. Both of those especially. Very sad. don't want to say depressing, but it's just, it gets you in that, like I said, grief and dealing with it and all that kind
of stuff.
And
then turning it into something scary, which is sad.
And, I was going to say real quick, I wanted to go with a fun one with all this despair. Trick or Treat from 2007. It's a great anthology movie. It's like these five intertwining tales that, you know, from one Halloween night, there's this one little character they call Sam. He's got this, he's like one of the little like iconic horror movie villains, but it's really good how they, all the stories sort of connect at the end of the movie. And it's really, really good one. That's fun. Really clever, written,
Trick
funny.
Or Treat.
Trick or
from
Treat.
From 2007. Here's some that people sent us, and you can text us your thoughts. 570-883-0098. Now, they're texted, so if somebody had a grammatical error, I might have it wrong. The Village.
Oh, yeah. M. Night, yeah.
Weapons.
Oh, that came out over the summer there. That one's pretty good. That one's on HBO Max right now.
Oh, it's on my list because Tyler's told me I have to watch that one.
Yeah.
That's a good one?
It's wild.
Okay,
it's one
weapons.
Of the more wild movies I've seen
this
year.
Is that one gory or no?
By the end.
Okay. Long legs.
Something to look forward to.
Someone else said Long Legs.
Long Legs is really weird. That one, Nick Cage, yeah.
Okay, that's weird.
That's a good one.
Sinners.
Sinners was good. That was the one that came out, the vampire movie at the beginning of the year. Very good.
Another says Prom Night, and I guess that's the one with the one from Halloween.
Jamie Lee.
Yes.
Yeah, Jamie Lee's in it. Oh, yeah.
She was in a lot in the 80s. Yeah.
Another one, Triangle 8.5. Is that, I don't know.
Never heard of that.
Never heard of it either.
Never
so
heard
I don't know
it.
If that's.
It's probably a sequel to Rectangle 4.1.
Yeah, I don't know. Never heard of it. You got me on that one.
What do you think of the movies that are gory and funny? Like they go, do you like movies that push it like that? Or when you
like
watch
Terrifier?
Movies, like, well, yeah, the Terrifier series, which you kind of, do you know about that one? Have you seen Art the Clown? Are you familiar with this?
I did not know.
No, you would hate it. You would absolutely hate it.
But it's got like a sense of humor. I was going more for like what I fell in love with, Evil Dead Part 2.
Yeah.
It's like gory and scary and also for laughs.
Heavily recommend all the
Reanimator 2 is another one.
Yeah, that
one. Reanimator.
Yeah, just the first one. But yeah, Reanimator is pretty good. But I always lean towards the Evil Dead stuff. That whole franchise, you could pick whatever one you don't. It's there's not a bad one in the bunch. There's like five of them.
Go ahead.
Jose, is there a horror film you've seen that you'll never watch again because it messed with you?
Oh, man, you put me on the spot.
Well, you're thinking, I have one.
Okay.
I was a kid, and I loved the Friday the 13th series. Mm-hmm. And back in 1980, there were, it was 1979, 1980, 1981, there were two movies that came out, both named Friday the 13th. And I don't know if you know about this. Mm-hmm. One was called Friday the 13th with Jason and that whole series, whatever. And the other one was called Friday the 13th, The Orphan.
Yeah.
And as a kid, I saw it in the paper, put it on around midnight, started watching it. And kept waiting for Jason to show up, and he doesn't. And it is a trippy, creepy, scary. I don't know if it's any good.
Right.
It was so disturbing.
Yeah.
I went back recently and tried to watch some clips, and I turned it off.
You did.
It was
weird.
That's messed up.
I had heard about that in one of the Friday the 13th documentaries, but that the orphan, whatever.
All right, Tyler, have you ever seen The Blob?
The remake or the original?
The original. Was there
I've
a
never
remake
seen yet? The original. That remake rocks. That remake is so...
I gotta see that. One, I couldn't eat I couldn't eat jelly.
Yep, I remember hearing about that.
I couldn't eat Jell-O.
Yeah.
I couldn't eat ketchup.
Oh, my God. I heard you talk about that, and I was like, if you couldn't handle that, you can't handle the remake. It's gnarly, but
it's a black and white classic.
I just want you all to know I can handle it now.
That's good.
So I should watch the remake.
But is there one you can't rewatch?
What's there
you can't rewatch?
That I can't
rewatch? I took
rewatch?
Your answer to the question I asked.
Okay,
sorry.
First, the Blob remake, I don't know if you could handle it, but give it a shot. And then for your question, I was thinking there's one called Eden Lake.
Okay.
Michael Fassbender's in it. Very disturbing. It involves this couple that goes like on a like little vacation to a place called Eden Lake, and they're dealing with these teenagers that start harassing them. There's an event that escalates everything, and they're basically trying to kill them. So it's very, the way that it's dealing with children going after these adults and all this kind of, it's very hard to watch. It's a hard watch. So that one I probably won't watch again.
All right. Some people texting us, Burnt Offerings. Hocus Pocus.
Oh, yeah.
Heredity.
No, yeah. Hereditary. Yes.
Oh, Hereditary.
That, Hereditary. Okay, Hereditary. Oh, that one. That's been my favorite horror movie of like the last 10 years, probably.
Scary. Yeah. So they said it was very disturbing.
Yes.
Oh, An American Werewolf in London.
Love it. Yep,
Final Destination.
Mm-hmm.
And another says Atlas Shrugged was the scariest movie, but that's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on like the movies like Get Out?
I mean, I like it. I don't really have a stance on it.
Good. They're like not traditional horror necessarily, but they're creepy and they're
That went somewhere I never expected.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, you saw that one?
I did see that one.
That's what I love about the horror genre, though, is it can blend so much into it. It can be so many things but still be scary and all that. So, yeah, Get Out is a horror movie, but I like the way that it goes with like the twists and the turns, and you're guessing the whole time what is going on in this. So,
it's a lot like The Sixth Sense in that way.
A little bit.
Thank you so much. This was fun.
Don't leave. This is better than politics.
Let's just do this again on Friday.
The Black Phone is another one. The first one was good.
Second one I saw the other week. That one was okay.
It was just okay. All right. Thank you. We appreciate it. You know so much about. He knows almost every one of these we gave him.
Yes.
I think I know. And I talked to him. I'm like, I know nothing. It's crazy.
If you want to do it on Halloween again, I'll be back.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get to our forecast. From meteorologist Joe Snedeker at Storm Tracker 16.
Hi, folks. Happy Wednesday. Another great day to be alive. Snedeker here from WNEP-TV. And Nancy, Jason, I miss you. I feel like we have like a pen pal relationship. It's like a communication, but not directly. I miss you guys. Let's do something today. Last dry day. How about we go to like Dave's Hot Chicken, the old Pier 1 building, Commerce Ave. I'll see you there at 2 o'clock today. Partly sunny to cloudy. 54 today. Overnight tonight, it starts raining after 8, 9 o'clock. Now, tomorrow, wind and rain all day. And, you know, if you have a genetic disposition like me towards not relaxing, it's a problem. I know. I'm hardwired that way. What do? Wind and rain all day. I know Nancy, she does her puzzles. Jason, he has a little bird house making project. But, I don't know. Get something indoor done. Maybe I'll rearrange my sock drawer and paint the basement. Who knows? Wind and rain and 55 on Thursday. Could be 1 to 2 inches of rain. We'll handle it. Don't worry about that. And then Halloween on the backside, still windy. Clouds, peeps of sun, and a passing shower. But much of Halloween will be dry, but only in the 40s to low 50s. That's it. The wind. Oh, my goodness. The weekend, partly sunny Saturday, passing shower. 53, and it looks dry, really, much of the weekend and even into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week with highs in the mid-50s. Nance, email me some things to do. I'll be up your house. I'll get them done and make it a good stretch.
Oh, I could have a list a mile long for him. A mile long.
Then mine would be 2 miles.
It's crazy.
Just to show you.
Oh, my gosh. Some of you still texting in movies that you think are pretty scary. Old. Someone says old. I don't know if I saw that one. The Descent. Another one. Nightmare on Elm Street and Evil Dead. Again, some of these.
I prefer The Evil Dead 2 because it's like the first one was kind of like bad horror film. It's serious.
Right.
The second one, hilarious.
Mm.
In all ridiculous ways.
Do people want to see things that are disturbing? Like you think about it and you go, I always thought that someone who loves disturbing movies, things don't bother them. It doesn't affect them. But as we heard from Tyler, who watches these things, he does wake up and remember something. And I go to myself, why would we purposefully put ourselves through mental struggle?
I think it's simple. It's an escape. You don't want that all the time. You don't want to walk around in life constantly fearing for being scared. Just like you wouldn't want to drive around constantly at high speeds doing loops. But a roller coaster occasionally is fun. So I think it's just that
getting
escape.
Getting messed up once in a while is a lot of fun, folks.
It is, I think.
I don't think it's ever fun when I can't sleep at night. I already have enough to keep
Well, then that's not
up.
For you.
Yeah,
but
I guess.
That's, I think, why people
maybe
like
I won't watch the new Blob since he says I won't like it.
By the way, or they're twisted and messed up. It could be that, too.
It could be.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Time to play a game.
Ooh.
It's the celebrity birthday game.
All right, here we have birthday celebrants. Will we celebrate them all? I think today we will. One in particular. Jason's got to guess the age. Within 2 years, it's a win. Richard Dreyfuss. Close Encounters of the Third Kind. I'm just saying that one because scary movies. Also, Jaws.
Also, just like most people's dad, if you're my age, he's also very conservative on the right. He wasn't. Now he is. Richard Dreyfuss, 85.
Did he get bumped in the head?
No.
I'm just kidding, because you often said something about it.
No, my dad had a stroke and became conservative. That's a true story. And not making fun. I've said this story before. He was a lifelong Democrat, and then he had a stroke. And things changed.
78, so you're off by quite a bit. Kate Jackson, Charlie's Angels. She was the smart one.
Which got a lot
Pretty
of posters
too.
On the wall, didn't it? No, Kate Jackson, this is 78.
77, so there you go. Winona Ryder, Stranger Things, Beetlejuice, you know, a whole bunch.
Had a nice little comeback.
Yes, she has.
As an adult. She's probably about 55.
She is 54. My favorite on the list. And I won't even know how to say his name well, but I've seen it a lot. Dan Castellaneta. He's the one
Homer
who provides
Simpson,
the
right?
voices for Homer Simpson, Grandpa Simpson, Krusty the Clown, Barney Gumble, Groundskeeper Willie, Mayor Joe Quimby, Sideshow Mel, and others on The Simpsons. How old is he?
I'm going to say he's 70.
He's 68, so there you go. Good for you.
There I go.
If it's your birthday today on this October the 29th, happy birthday.
If it's not, nothing for you.
And if it's your anniversary, we wish you a very happy anniversary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.